The move to Greenville. Under these circumstances, James and Ellen White packed some of their goods and on Thursday, April 25, left by wagon for Greenville. They arrived at the Maynard home Tuesday afternoon, April 30. Home again, they sighed. From the Maynard yard they could see the framework of their new home, rising half a mile away on farm acreage they had purchased before the trip to Battle Creek. Before getting out of the carriage, wrote James White, they drove over to it and viewed the premises. He added, today, May 2, we start the plow for garden. We hope, with the blessing of God, to prosper in our new home, the Review and Herald, May 14, 1867. But they had hardly moved in when they returned to Battle Creek to attend the May 14 General Conference of 1867. Although weary from traveling and the move to Greenville, they spoke on both Sabbath and first day upon the coming of the Lord, and felt much as we used to feel on such occasions, Ibid, May 28, 1867. The Battle Creek Church had not yet fully disabused themselves of their indifferent attitudes toward the whites, but there was an exchange of formal statements published in the Review. The Battle Creek Church expressed sympathy, and James and Ellen White expressed love and confidence in the church at Battle Creek. They requested the prayers of the church and all who had faith, Ibid. By the end of May they were back in Greenville.